This is Paul Lindholt reading Traveler to the Colonies. It was like being forced to live a new death each fifth breath. That sliding of the ship up troughs three times its height. That slamming back to hear each timber groan. Waves ramped high to challenge heaven. Heaven to sea descended. No light shone till in a blaze sea and ship were galvanized by flame and twitched before they froze. Our mizzen shroud lines flapping, the stern mast cracked and fell across the capstan until the master pressed a make to hack it free. 3 weeks from Gravesend we wallowed, bound out for Piscataway in Maine. Commenced the same way all harm starts, lure of marvels, riches, land beyond all kenning. One might pluck fowls from low-hung limb, or skewer up bass on spits beside the bay. Red stags frisked and fed from hand. Gold, the Spaniard's bliss, oozed down stone out liquid seams. And the sea, its face lay always calm and fair, its breath restorative and sweet. Saucers of marrow found in cod's heads cured black moods. Fish of all kinds leapt to net. So it seemed from what we read. So this place seemed from what the sly promoter said. Instead, we sleep in canvas shacks, hemmed close by ruts of mud frozen. We hear the wilderness all night howling for our souls. Indians have sent their black god Amamoko to us. We saw him fly past one dusk, rope dangling between his legs. He makes the muffled moon to whine at our doorstep, shore stones gnash and grind. Join us, pawn your wit and join us, the darkness cries. Witches also there be many, spider-bellied witches, if you believe report, and thorn-back monsters born to those outside the fold. We eat salted hake and ground nuts dug from dirt. How many travelers before me have you enticed from cozy firesides to try your surface flattering sea? In a wristful carber, a glazed bay, I have sworn you hold more heaven than sky itself is freighted by. Turn aside your wimpled wave now, go. No more beyond this voyage will I stir to mingle my fate with yours. Expect no further love from me. I shall build a cedar cabin at Hell's Gate and rest there, cloistered from your strumpet ways. I shall write the truth about this land and warn my countrymen to guard their eyes.